broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for July 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, always protect life, liberty, and property to promote God, family, and country. That's our goal on your radio. All I'm telling you is right now we got a road to hoe when it comes to liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Last hour we talked in incredible detail about the Boy Scouts. BSA, the Boy Scouts of America, ends ban on gay leadership. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to examine century-long association. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints reevaluating the scouting program. Kurt asks a simple question and Sam launches into a monologue regarding the evils of sinister agendas. Speaking of a sinister agenda, the Oklahoma Supreme Court said the Ten Commandments monument at the Capitol must come down. Video shows Hillary Clinton boarding private jet right after she speaks on global warming. Has bicycles and the like hanging all around, making you believe that, hey, walking or a bicycle is your only choice, but then she launches off in her jet. It's a French jet. I guess the French aircraft burns 347 gallons of fuel per hour. We also, we talked about all that stuff. Hour two of the broadcast starts now. A more family-friendly minimum wage, Kurt, is in the news.
Yeah, good point, Sam. And when you look at this whole thing, they're always talking about, hey, you know, we just need to raise that minimum wage. Now, they're talking about doing it there in Kansas City, Missouri. They've joined the ranks of these, good guy cities where the states, that's what I call them. They all want to look cool and, that kind of thing, but they forget that there's nobody that has the right to force you to pay a certain price for whatever the item is, even labor. But anyway, now in Kansas City, they're joined by New York City, which has made some headlines when it was announced by Governor, as Rush Limbaugh would call him, Cuomo, that they support the wage hike to $15 for fast food workers. Now in Kansas City, they're only $13 by 2020, they say. I don't know if the hindsight will be very good on that. Frankly, I don't think it will. But anyway, they say advocates for low-wage workers said they believe the mandate, that means force, by the way, would quickly spur raises. You know, these are the same guys that want to, tell us they're all for choice, etc. But they would quickly spur raises for employees in other industries across the state. And a jubilant Mr. Cuomo predicted that other states would follow his lead. Now, they say a $2 difference isn't the only thing that separates Kansas City's approach from New York's proposed legislation. In Kansas City, the new law won't apply to workers under the age of 18, etc. But do you have any recommendations or solutions when it comes to this whole minimum wage thing, Sam?
Well, if you want to destroy the country, then just continue with government meddling. If you want to do the successful plan, as Kurt wisely says, just make everybody get $100 an hour, Kurt.
Now we'll be talking, because we will certainly be rich then.
Absolutely. Kurt Cosby will just be throwing around $100 bills and stuff. Do you know what I mean? And, he'll whip out a $100 bill, and, his bill's like $91.15 or something like that. Kurt will just whip out $100, and he'll be just like, keep the change, man. Come in. Yeah. Doing all right.
And then we'll all be living in Shangri-La, And after that, if 100 is not enough, we just move to 200. And if not, 300, we just move on.
What's wrong with $500 bills, Kurt?
Yeah.
And just give people a five spot,
You're talking about a real
wonderful. And then Kurt or I can run for president in like 2030, and all our campaign slogan would be just add zeros.
Yeah.
That's how we do it, right?
Money does grow on trees.
Yes, say. Indeed. And money talks, baby. You know, the problem is, Kurt, it's all folly. It's all bogus. It all violates the free market. It smacks in the face of tyranny. It promotes tyranny, smacks in the face of liberty, and it's wrongheaded, and we all know it, but no one has the guts to really speak out on the national stage against it. When was the last time you heard a good constitutional conservative stand up and say, hey, minimum wage is bogus? I don't hear anybody saying that.
Yeah, or present a whole plan to basically go the other direction. We're going to eliminate the minimum wage.
Yeah, I mean, amen to that.
It's not seeing that very often.
All right, our buddy TZ, listeners in the news, Kurt, he emails us when we were talking about Hillary Clinton driving or flying around in her expensive French jet right after she speaks on the evils of global warming and that we got to downsize and simplify, and then she launches off in the French jet. And listener TZ says, what is the carbon footprint of Jade Helm, Kurt? Or our overseas policemen of the world, quote, military? What's the footprint of those folks, Kurt?
Great point, you know. But, hey, you don't ask that about that.
I have one
it's
word.
It's just like you don't, yeah, massive.
Behemoth.
You don't ask that about, for example, what's the carbon footprint of government transportation. You don't ask questions like that, Sam, because those are the solutions. Just like you don't ask Hillary about, what about that, 400-gallon-an-hour plane. See, then you're just looked at like, well, aren't you for America? Aren't you for the world? Are you really against the Savior, basically incarnate Hillary Clinton? You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I better whip out my Go-Go Joe, Joseph of the Technicolor Dreamcoat tune, Kurt, because we got to cheer for Joe, don't we, Kurt?
Well, yeah, the marshals, the U.S. marshals have now raided Sheriff Joe's office. A judge down there has ordered the seizure of records, some hard drives, et cetera, in the racial profiling case. It's just crazy, but in my opinion, I guess, one thing this does show in America, Sam, and we're really supposed to have this, is you're supposed to have these kind of, not really dueling powers, but, you're really not supposed to have one king, like Obama, but you're supposed to have a little bit of power in the, in the congressional realm, or like, for example, in this case, the judge is supposed to have a little bit of power, and then you're supposed to have, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is supposed to have some power, and where does that power come from? Well, it's given to them by the people, and the people have the rights that were given to them by God, but they don't bring that up in this story. Mr. Arpaio's under, I guess you could say fire, because the judge thinks that he, did a little bit of profiling. And they say his immigration smuggling squad and other deputies are accused of regularly pocketing items from people during traffic stops and busts of safe houses using, that were used during illegal immigrant smuggling. It's like some people say, hey, man, there's really no solution to this whole, illegal immigration, et cetera. Man, imagine if you put Joe Arpaio and Donald Trump together. I think that would be taken care of in almost a heartbeat. And you throw in some guys like Sheriff Mack and a few other great sheriffs across the country, and they know what the solutions are. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just that the, federal government and the insider boys don't want to address it, right?
Well, maybe so. Maybe Joe and maybe Donald are part of the insider boys, Kurt, they could really get together and speak out together.
Great
and,
point.
Donald could fund Joe and we could really have a reality check on our hands. But no, it's not happening. While Sheriff Joe's getting his office raided and the judge orders seizure of records and hard drives and et cetera. And they call it a racial profiling case. Donald Trump gets caught in the birth certificate battle between Joe and, this what, news host, I guess, Kurt? So Joe Arpaio and the news host are battling back and forth about the diversity of getting Donald's in the middle, right, Kurt?
Yep, that's, happened just recently, but you'd sure like to see them team up. I don't know if they've communicated, but, wouldn't it be neat if they just, both of them, join up and say, hey, man, we're going to join the CSPOA, and we'll join that, and we'll really present solutions to America.
I would love it, but the headline says Donald Trump snagged in the middle of Barack Obama's birth certificate war. But see, how come Donald and Joe aren't working closer together? How come? Well, let me just explain a thought for you. Ready? We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
There's a Christian song called I Can Only Imagine. I Can Only Imagine. Right? All right. I can only imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if Donald Trump really got together with his literally billions of dollars and said, man, I'm taking off the gloves. I'm sick of this, debauchery, this dishonesty, this secret combination destroying America. I'm going to bust out and I'm going to make a difference to the best of my ability. I'm going to use my fame and fortune to get her done like the founders did. And Joe Arpaio and Sheriff Richard Mack stood up to the plate and got together and said, hey, man, we agree and we're going to be the chief law enforcement people around here. We're going to take care of business. Then they got with, say, a Larry Klayman, one of the most well-known attorneys, to go ahead and take on the federal government and sue and win and create accountability and transparency. And I'm going to be the attorney on the deal. And then, you know, you get Pat Buchanan and Sam Bushman and a thousand other commentators and writers and talk hosts and to join together and say, man, we're going to back these people. And the American people said, you know, we know the billions of Donald is quite a bit, but we can put in money too. And the American people got, oh, I don't know, maybe a million people to do a dollar a day. And you really started to gain ground with this thing. And then you said, look, we're going to get more and more people involved here. We're going to get Scott Walker to join us. We're going to take down the unions once and for all. You get, maybe like a Joe Bannister and a couple other people to take down the IRS on our team. And you say, man, we're going to put together a team it's going to be like a shock and awe team to restore the republic of the traditions of our founders. Just think of the difference we could all make. And I just gave you a quick example, not even really researching who I would add to the team, but just making a general point here. Okay? Trump is snagged in the middle of Obama's birth certificate. But again, when was the last time you heard Trump talk about the birth certificate? Huh? So, you know, the question is, election 2016, could Trump win? That's kind of what we're talking about. But, Kurt, I don't see these people really getting together. I mean, it's really hard to get a hold of Joe Arpaio. We can do it, but it's hard. When we do, he dismisses most of us. He won't help us with his donor list at all to raise any money. He's a nice guy, but doesn't show up at very many things. I mean, we even go to Washington to try to create a sheriff's organization on Capitol Hill. What do they call it, a sheriff's caucus or whatever. Joe doesn't want to go, but yet Joe's getting slaughtered by Barack. But yet the battle's on and Trump, okay, but none of these people work together. I mean, just imagine if Trump and the Koch brothers got together and funded a lot of this, Kurt. Then the American people said, well, Trump and the Koch brothers can't outdo us, and you got 10 million people putting in a dollar a day. Okay, we could get this done. But I don't really see it, Kurt, because I see a lot of it just being nothing but rhetoric. And I'm sad to say that, but I just look at that. What if a Rand Paul got involved and said, hey, I'm cool to go ahead and be, president with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, vice president or whatever. Or, you know, we could all really get together and really do some good. But we're so fractured. Nobody can get together, Kurt. They can't even agree on what to wear today.
You know, this piece from Pat Buchanan that you referenced, where he says, could Trump win? You find it at WorldNet Daily. He says that he predicts that the Donald, Mr. Trump, will be part of the final four. That's 6 months from now, he says.
And I think he very well could be right, because he plays the spoiler card, Kurt. They love it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at it, this whole idea that you mentioned that, Clinton and Bush before, and you had Perot playing that role, you know, back, what was it, 92? It's not that different, at least.
In fact, the climate's almost identical, isn't it?
Similar. Yeah, it sure seems like, to use the same game plan, if you will.
So let me answer Pat Buchanan's question. Can the Donald win? No.
Uh-huh.
Can he play the spoiler? Absolutely. Will he be one of the four in 2016? Very likely. He's heading the polls now. I don't know if it'll be sustainable or not. Time will tell. But I know this. He's got plenty of money to stick around, and they love the ratings. They love the money. They love the incendiary nature of his commentary, etc. I wouldn't be surprised if he's still around, Kurt.
Well, and, you know, yet in many ways, he's a lot like Mr. Perot was with the wealth, etc., but there's a lot of differences when it comes to his, I guess you could say, abilities with the press and his, that kind of thing. That's what I see as some of the big differences. Now, Mr. Pat Buchanan says, in the next 6 months, he says, Trump will have to commit some truly egregious blunder that cost him his president following, or the media, that means the opposition research arms of the other campaigns, going to have to bring up some high-yield, minefields or whatever, But he says, usually the presidential primaries are minefields for the incautious, and Trump is not a cautious man. But he says it's difficult to see how in a two-man race against the favorite of the Republican establishment, that's going to be Jeb Bush, by the way, he could win enough primaries, caucuses, and delegates to capture 50% of the convention votes. Then Mr. Buchanan goes on to say, for almost all the candidates who will have dropped out by then will have endorsed the last man standing against Trump. And should Trump be nominated, his candidacy, Mr. Buchanan says, would make Barry Goldwater look like the great uniter of the GOP. But then he finishes up with a couple of little sentences. He says, still, who expected Donald Trump to be in the catbird seat in the GOP nomination run before the first presidential debate? And even his TV antagonists cannot deny he's been great for ratings. So there you go.
There you have it. Now, here's the question.
Story from Pat Buchanan.
Do you think Hillary can beat the Donald, Kurt?
Well, in a two-individual race or a three?
Yeah, two. And then we'll make it three. For discussion's sake.
You know, one of the things we forget to bring up whenever we talk about elections, I think, and, you know, we try to remember occasionally, is there's what they call vote fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And it is alive and well, not just in those third world countries, but right here in little old America, Sam. So do I think... anybody will be president besides Hillary? No. I think Hillary is the chosen individual. Now, I will say this, as a God-fearing individual, I know how the Red Sea opened, and I know that mountains have moved. And so, I'm interested to be part of this whole program. And, you know, I'm saying bring on the good stuff.
You can have a whacked out extremist, hostile capitalist businessman that's selfish and incendiary and everything else at the helm. Or you can have a forgiving wife who was first mother, first lady, now maker.
A loyal
to her husband. She'll be loyal to the country.
Someone
who's got government experience nationally and internationally speaking. Somebody who's been a senator. Somebody who's been the first governor's wife. The first woman for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, Secretary of State. I mean, she's got all those things.
What's there not to like, Kurt?
Yeah, Hillary.
Should heal the land. Should bring back jobs. Should solve global warming, buddy.
Well, she's going to put all those solar panels into
not only that, she's got the best support advisor, the first man right there by her side, Kurt.
Wow.
I'm just it telling
does
you, my friend,
look that, good know, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, good. I'm just saying, Hillary 2016, go Hillary. All right, is that what they're gonna do? They're not going to put a Jeb Bush or maybe a Marco Rubio and a Trumpster to play the spoiler and ensure her win? Because she won't win in a two-way
race. I say go,
race.
Hillary. Go far away.
Liberty Roundtable live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth, Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, I guess there's a student that got a bunch of cash, man, and wasn't very wise with it, huh?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. Yeah, that's right. sometimes this happens, whether it's individual in this case, this individual, I think they had, what was it, 90 grand, student blew 90 grand in their college fund and did it on, well, trips, shopping. And then after all this, hey, whose fault was it, Sam?
Well, it depends on who you ask, Kurt.
Well, in her situation, she blamed it on her parents.
Mommy.
It was her parents who caused this. I mean, if they would have taught her better, you know, that's what she says. And, I guess it was just interesting to see this Dateline Atlanta is where it's from. A college student blew through 90 grand of her college fund in just 3 years and says her parents are to blame. She called an Atlanta radio station to air her grievances. She found that the listeners were a little less than sympathetic to her perceived plight. That's according to USA Today. This 22-year-old incoming senior, her name is Kim, by the way, was basically set when she started college, and that's all thanks to her grandparents. She said, years ago, my grandparents set up a college fund for me, which was amazing. She told these hosts on what's called the Burt Show. She said, I haven't been very good with my budget for school. Not very good at all, this author says. Kim said she spent much of the 90 grand on a trip to Europe and shopping sprees. The spending was so frequent that she emptied the entire account in just 3 years. Entering her final year of school, she now owes 10 grand for the fall semester. She said, hey, the first payment for my senior year just arrived and I don't have the money, basically. That's what she said on the program. I've been just kind of avoiding it. I knew it was coming. The radio host suggested that she might turn to her parents for help. When she called in a few days later, I guess with an update, she told the Burt Show that her parents were actually very much to blame for her excessive spending habits. Maybe they should have taught me how to budget a little more carefully. They never sat me down and had a real serious talk about it, she said. She said her parents told her that they didn't have the money to help her, something she said. She said, it's not true. She said, they're not being honest with me, saying that they don't have money because my dad has worked for like a million years and they have a retirement account. The story goes on. Her apparent sense of entitlement didn't sit well with the listeners. They say Twitter lit up and talk about Kim and her non-issue. I guess things got more heated when the host suggested that she get this, Sam, get a job to cover tuition costs.
What? And, come on.
Some of them said perhaps at the school cafeteria. She said, hey, that's embarrassing. In the final segment, she called back to let the radio host know that she'd finally come to an agreement with her parents. They'd co-sign a loan, but only if she got a respectable job. They say, seems like a reasonable solution, but Kim wasn't too happy about it. She said, I just want to say that I know they're trying to teach me a lesson and blah, 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 and character building, but I hope they realize that this could have such a negative effect on my grades. And as a person, she said, I won't be focused on my studies. Let's see, like she was before with the European trips, right? Yikes, the author says.
Dude, come on. She took her homework with her, and on the flight, she was tearing it up on homework.
Yeah. Bert, a guy named Bert Weiss, he told People that the phones have been ringing off the hook since Kim's first appearance. Many of the callers are in her age group, and they are kind of outraged at how she's portraying their generation. I guess he went on to say the millennial generation is calling in to defend themselves, saying we can't believe she thinks she has it rough. It's really struck a nerve. People think she's a selfish idiot. I guess Weiss said it was difficult to take her frustration seriously. He said, I have two kids. This is every parent's nightmare. Wow. But anyway, there's a little kind of an interesting story.
Hey, Kurt, is that what you're kind of thinking is a nightmare of all the different problems with kids and stuff? You just thought, man, that'd be the worst.
No, but here's the problem, Sam, in my opinion. These people, you know, they literally gave her $90,000. You know, now some people say, look, hey, she was set. You know, remember that's what the line in this story said? She was set. Well, she was set up for failure, in my opinion. And, you know, it's true that she could blame some of this on her parents. But, you know, we have this idea in America where we're just, I guess, supposed to get everything. This, what's the phrase, Sam? There's an entitlement idea.
Yeah.
That, hey, you know, whether it's from our government, it's supposed to give us food and clothes and houses, and our children think that from the parents or the grandparents. And, you know, frankly, like one good lady said one time, she said, we hold back for our children's good. And that's what I'd recommend from parents and grandparents. Don't ruin those children by giving them things that they should have worked for. And you know, there are some solutions, but they don't point that out in this story, Sam.
Of course not, Kurt.
You know, do they? You know, and so of course that's one of the reasons we bring it up.
Well, the problem with you is you're evil and you won't give your kids anything they want, you know.
Well, I did have I heard a comment yesterday. We have a 16-year-old daughter, and she commented that her friend, that I think is 16 as well, her friend's brother has just departed to serve serve his church, and he was able to, he had a nice Jeep, and so her friend's, now going to be able to have this Jeep, and our daughter commented about that, and I said, well, you know, you can have your big brother's Jeep when he goes. Of course, by the way, this Jeep that he has. I got it for $2 at a, you know, a yard sale. It's like a little kid Jeep. You push a button and it does go forward and backwards. But anyway, so at least
nothing like a Jeep Kurt style.
Her future.
You know, the problem is that, look, who's in charge of raising kids?
Well, yeah, good point, Sam.
Parents are supposed to be. But you see, if parenting melts down at every level, Kurt, then what do you expect, you know?
Yep, great point. And remember how in the last day, good is called evil and evil is called good. So
yeah, if you get Sandra Fluck involved, you know, then, hey, not only are the parents evil for causing that problem, but, hey, the parents just need to provide birth control and shut up.
Good point.
Right? You know, that's how it is. Wow. You know,
what a mess, huh?
Well, I personally would say so, to say the least. But, you know, what do I know? All right, Kurt, what's in the news?
Well, Sam, there's one story that I wanted to bring up. You know, it's kind of a heavy story. It was a little while back, the Dateline Rhode Island, and they got a, you know, in my opinion, it's sort of a solution. But there's a 560-pound man. Now, that is pretty good chunk of a guy.
That's no problem.
And, you know, many times these kind of folks, in my opinion, they want to get that entitlement idea. But this guy is riding a bike across the United States in an effort to drop hundreds of pounds. Now, the Newport Daily News reported about this guy. He's 40 years old. His name's Eric. And he started his journey someplace in Massachusetts, where, you know, they got big bloated government. Now he's gone 90 miles, and he claims he's already lost 60 pounds in the first 2 weeks. He said, I hit 40, and I said, I've got to change this. Now, imagine if you kind of look at our big behemoth government like the same way. But anyway, this guy currently is in Tiverton, Rhode Island, and due to a bent rim on his bicycle, I wonder how he got a bent rim on his bicycle. But anyway, the guy, Purdy there of Newport Bicycle, is supplying this guy with the new mountain bike and some wheels to support his weight. It's definitely inspiring. The guy says it seems like a really good cause. And, you know, the thing that you look at here, Sam, is this guy, at least he's showing some, what do you call it, initiative. He's moving forward. And you know, he's getting some help by people who want to help because they see that he's doing what he can. He decided to cross-country trek because his marriage was failing and he wanted to get healthy again. He said, I thought it would take 4 months, but I'm almost 2 months into it, and I'm only in Rhode Island. But the hat's off to him, ladies and gentlemen, because at least he's trying to do something. Right, Sam?
There you go. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so this guy's super fat. Kurt, is that the problem?
Well, 560 pounds, I mean, you know, he's not lightweight. The one thing I enjoyed about the story is that he simply has taken the initiative, to try to drop these hundreds of pounds. He's 40 years old. He recognized that, hey, he's got a problem. And, he went to work, and at the same time as he began to lose weight and stuff, he kind of bumped up against a little problem, kind of bent rims there. And then a guy at a bicycle shop on the way, was helping him out with some, better rims to support his weight, et cetera. It's kind of cool to see. He's hoping to encourage others to lose weight, and I was kind of, feeling like when I read this, I thought, man, it's like our, huge, massive, weighted federal government and a huge debt we have, and it's out of control. And yet you're hoping somebody.
I tried to tell you that man was small wheels back. Compared to government. He's like tiny.
Good point. This guy said, by completing this ride, I hope to encourage others to get up and get moving, no matter their weight. Yep, 560-pounder going on a bike ride across the United States. Already lost 60 pounds. Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
What do you think it all means, Kurt?
Well, I think, there's even if you're in that situation, I say, man, you can, if you're willing to do something, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if your city's in a huge amount of debt, your county, your state, your federal government, or whatever, if you're willing to head the right direction, there is hope. If you're unwilling to change and just do the same old stuff, I don't think you're...
Kurt, it all depends on how you define going the right direction, buddy.
Good point. You're right.
Because when good's called evil and evil's called good...
Yes, you're exactly right.
It's pretty easy to be going in the right, wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
All right, well, there you have it. Fat people in the news. Whenever Kurt sees a fat person story, it reminds him of government.
Well, so, I'm mostly just saying that, hey, no matter who you are, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are. You might be in perfect shape these days, at least. But if you choose to head the wrong direction, you can be way out of shape soon.
Yeah, there's a headline, How Bills Like
Bill. Or not. Yeah, and I thought, isn't that kind of interesting, Sam? There's some real smart lady from the Salon. I guess that's an
Kurt, can I remind you of something?
Something like that. Yeah.
I think it was me that compared Bill and Bill first, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what
I was
saying.
Just want to tell you this.
I thought you'd find this interesting. You know, they think she's such a, well, a real thinker and all that kind of stuff. But she says that there's some Bill Clinton and Bill Cosby are, you know, got some parallels there. And, you know, I just thought you'd find it interesting. They kind of finally brought it out. But now let me suggest this. And
but I brought it up first, and I'm the one that said we ought to basically have both bills be accountable.
Yeah,
and how it's strange to me that even though the two bills are so similar, it's amazing how they barbecue one and praise the other as if he's a rock star. I think both of them are one, innocent until proven guilty, two, entitled to an appropriate trial, and three, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law if they're guilty of crimes, Kurt.
Wait, yeah, but Sam, these are in the upper class. These people have special privileges where you and I, you know, we're treated a certain way. You know, I mean, these are kind of like leaders for the world. I mean, you know, you had Bill Cosby and, of course, Bill Clinton. I mean, but the fact is, even this real smart liberal, sees what you saw, Sam, right?
Yeah, I didn't think she's listening to Liberty Roundtable. Maybe that's the deal.
Well, I sure
maybe she's like a closet listener to LRT.
Maybe there's hope. You know, there's hope.
Well, I sure hope there's hope. Now, I guess there's a bunch of balloons floating around too, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, in Sri Lanka, Sam, they've figured out how they're teaming up with Google there and to get the internet beamed with balloons. I guess Google has brought high-speed internet access to the island using balloons, aiming to become the first country in the region with complete coverage. The foreign minister, now that's not really a religious guy, but he said officials signed an agreement with Google in the capital. I wonder if they'll have, like, you know, Google as a search engine available. Anyway, the capital there is called Colombo. I thought that was an investigative guy, a spy or a detective. But anyway, they're going to launch the helium-filled high-tech balloons above the Indian Ocean in the coming months. Google has announced Project Loon, they call it Loon, in 2013, aimed at delivering internet connections to remote or rural areas worldwide using gear floating from thousands of the balloons. Now, what do you say, Sam? I mean, wouldn't this be better in outer space where everybody could just beam me up, Scotty?
Well, I think that this is kind of a test pilot project for Google to be even more dominant and more controlling and more monitoring of your life than they already are, Kurt.
Good point. They plan to keep the balloons aloft in the stratosphere for 100 days, transmitting internet signals to the ground, and with their movements guided by an algorithmic formula. Tests were carried out in New Zealand back in 2013. Official figures show there are 2.8 million mobile internet connections and 606,000 fixed-line internet subscribers among Sri Lanka's more than 20 million population.
Wow.
They say it became the first country in South Asia to introduce mobile phones back in 89, and the first to roll out a 3G network in 04. It was also the first in the region to unveil a 4G network 2 years ago. So, anyway, Sri Lanka moving forward, huh? Or, I don't know, maybe you'd say backward. But anyway, the good and the bad, huh?
There you go. Well, what do you think we ought to do about it, Kurt?
Well, in my opinion, with technology, you embrace the good and you leave the bad, you know? I mean, you can use the internet technology to promote the Constitution, Christian values, etc., or you can use it for complete offices. You've got to embrace the good.
Well, what if we just get in the news business, Kurt? Wouldn't that fix it all?
Well, you know, Sam, it was pretty interesting, this story. You know, I guess something called the Economist, I think is what the name of it is, recently sold for some big money, Sam. And, you know, they say the news business has the wind in its sails, and a number of entities have bought different news brands, if you will, over the last little while. I guess, a number of them are moving forward. Something called FT Group has, recently had a bunch of new investors. They've rediscovered their appetite for news. And I think the key thing is here, Sam, real news is available in certain places, and people, well, they want to embrace real news. And so much of the old media that kind of basically went down and is going down, it's not got the support that the new media's got, right, Sam?
Yeah. What do you think we ought to do, though? You think we can get in the news business? Maybe we could buy a couple of those newspapers or something like that before they realize, before the word's out that they've even recovered in the booming economy, Kurt.
I don't think these are typically newspapers. These are actually, if they're like a magazine or whatever, they actually have news in them instead of just ads and fluff. That's the bottom line is content, and that's what people want. And, it's cool to see that people are like, hey, they want to pay for something of value.
Huh. All right, well, there you have that.
Who'd have thought?
Well, I would have thought, but, don't give me credit for thinking, Kurt.
I guess old Jeb Bush has snared a Democratic,
Wait a minute, a Republican man.
Well, yeah, Sam, it just shows you the huge difference between the insider Republicans and the insider Democrats because, they really wouldn't hang out together. Well, not to mention the fact that Jeb Bush has got one working for him, bringing in money up there at the Hamptons. So, it's just how it works, Sam. Because there's a lot of difference between the insider Democrats and the insider Republicans. Not.
Well, what are you going to do, Kurt?
Well,
I want to know what you're going to do.
About the same old good stuff. Just keep fighting the good fight, working forward, moving forward, and doing the best we can.
I think Kurt Crosby's going to step up to the plate day after day as he's done for 20 years and keep hitting home runs for Liberty. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's just what saying. You've got to do, ladies and gentlemen. Do what Sam does.
All right, well, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I know everybody wants you to believe it's a lost cause, but we reject that notion. And we believe that with the Almighty, all things are possible. We do believe we ought to work hard to qualify for His blessings and protection and guidance, though. I think that's critical. He says He'll heal our land if we turn to Him. Are you going to help us get that done? LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, live and on-demand radio. Click on Help Us Grow to participate in the solutions today. After all, this nation shall endure.